In some Pennsylvania communities, glass is no longer being collected curbside with cans and paper for recycling. A statewide environmental group is offering a solution. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapel. Justin Stockdale is the Western Regional Director for Pennsylvania Resources Council, or PRC. They scheduled a series of pop-up glass collection events around Pittsburgh as municipalities in the region are discontinuing glass as part of residential recycling programs. So I think this change took many residents by surprise, but not you. Tell me a little bit about the history of glass recycling and single-stream recycling, where you put all kinds of items in one bin.
You know, if I think back to recycling when I first got involved in the recycling industry 25 years ago, we really managed commodities. We had drop-off centers where you put your one color glass in one bin, a different color in another. You put your paper over here. You put your this type of plastic in one bin. That all changed in the 90s and 2000s with a move really chasing convenience, right? So we wanted more people to recycle, and to do that, we wanted to make it more convenient. Our tool to make it more convenient was throw it all into one bin and somebody else will sort it out. And what we found, even all the way back to the advent of single stream, was that putting glass in that bin was really problematic. It harmed equipment. Glass is a very abrasive material, so it does not perform well on conveyor belts. But more importantly, it contaminated other materials. So you were seeing paper bales leave these sorting facilities with piles of glass embedded into the paper. There's no real mechanical way to get the glass separated from all the other materials, just like there's no real mechanical way to get the other materials separated from the glass. These sorting facilities finally gave up and said it's not possible. In suburban Philadelphia and in Philadelphia proper, what we're seeing is those sorting facilities are saying, we'll continue to take your glass, but we're going to charge you a lot more for the privilege. So the sorting facilities say their old cost for service to sort one ton of material might have been $50 a year ago. Today, it's over $100.
So I've heard that one of the reasons behind not picking up glass curbside anymore is that there's not a big market for glass recycling anymore. So what happens to the glass that's dropped off at these events?
The markets are not the challenge for glass. There are plenty of consuming mills out there. In fact, where we're sitting, we're probably within about a two-hour drive of as many as three large-scale industrial glass mills that consume nothing but waste glass. The challenge is getting it to those mills in a form, in a shape, into a quality standard that they can actually use it.
What does this trend in recycling say about how we consume materials?
PRC, what we do every day is try to challenge people to think about their waste very specifically and directly and ask themselves the question, do I need this product in the first place? You know, and this goes back to the very reality that recycling is not the right answer. Recycling is a last resort for materials that you otherwise can't avoid. So folks that think that recycling is going to save the planet from climate change, for instance, are fooling themselves. That's not the answer. It's about, you know, do we need all of these materials and do we need to consume all of this stuff? We really want to focus again on the materials, the packages that are the most recoverable, most recyclable. Glass can turn right back into a glass bottle over and over and over and over and over and over again, right? It's a pretty endless loop. And so we don't want people to steer away from glass, right? That wouldn't be the answer. We'll just buy everything in plastic. You know, you have to think about your waste, right? That's what we really want people to do, is to be conscious of the stuff they're consuming so they're then conscious about the stuff they're throwing away.
Justin Stockdale with Pennsylvania Resources Council says at their first glass pop-up event in Pittsburgh South Hills, over 700 people dropped off 12 tons of glass for recycling. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapel.